Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. It's time to go on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So the Washington Wizards have been making some really good moves lately here, and it's throwing some people off that haven't been paying attention to the work that Michael Winger and Will Dawkins have been doing since Ted Leonsis gave them the keys to the franchise. And Biff, I know you've been paying attention a little bit here, but I do feel like the Wizards fan base has been so checked out that they don't really understand how good the moves the Wizards front office has been making has made them all of a sudden, you know, not a contender, not even a playoff team, but one of the teams in the best position moving forward to next offseason when there are a ton of top free agents available. So right now, Washington just made another move over the weekend. They received Dylan Jones from the Thunder in a trade that they made there, and they also got another second-round pick in the trade. And look, that's an NBA champion heading to Washington. It was kind of a cash deal here, but it's another piece to the roster. Do I think he's going to be a big piece? No, but it kind of shows you the moves they're making. They're trying to bring in basically 12, 23-year-olds or people, or even younger than that, because Bub's like 19, and let them play and let them develop, and whoever's the best of the best, the cream of the crop will rise to the top. It's sort of like what all the best college teams used to do. Right, you get a couple of really good freshmen, you get a couple of really good sophomore, you get a transfer portal, you get a grad senior, and you let everyone play all summer long, and the best of the best will rise to the top. Well, the Wizards are doing this now in the NBA, and the reason this is a thing now is because the NBA has gotten so young, and you kind of run through talent and you decide whether they're good enough or not. And so Washington made three selections in the NBA draft. They took Trey Johnson out of Texas, Will Riley out of Illinois, and Jameer Watkins out of Florida State. So I'll start with the third selection, Jameer Watkins out of Florida State via VCU, via the 2022-2023 Atlantic 10 Championship. that he won, and that's the only reason he was going to Florida State after that, because VCU put him on the map with a championship win and an NCAA tournament appearance. But Jameer Watkins goes to Florida State, is a solid scorer in the ACC, but hung his hat in the combine on defense. And the reason I love that pick is because I don't know that Trey Johnson could play good defense, and I'm pretty sure Will Riley can't play good defense. But you bring in a hungry player who he's as hungry, if not hungrier, than the guys that went in the first round to make this roster, and he's going to hold himself accountable and hold everybody accountable on the defensive side of the ball. And so what was the biggest issue for young teams in the NBA? Defense. And so I think Jameer Watkins will signal that these guys, these rookies, are going to have to play defense if they're going to want the playing time. The Wizards will begin their summer league in about 11 days, Friday, July 11th, against the Phoenix Suns. They'll play every other day, so Sunday, July 13th, and then again on July 15th, they'll play a game, and they'll play their final game on July 16th before playoffs there for the NBA Summer League in Vegas. But your Summer League roster is going to be the most exciting Summer League roster we may ever have had for the Washington Wizards. If you're a diehard Wizards fan, you remember the Otto Porter, Glenn Rice Jr. Summer League team that got to the finals. And Otto Porter ended up being a player. Glenn Rice Jr., not so much, right? But there was a lot of talent on that team, and there was a lot of fun. Well, this year's Summer League roster is going to be stacked if you're a Washington Wizards fan. Here's the reason to watch. Bob Carrington, last year's one of the top rookies on the Wizards roster, and with the Jordan Poole trade, he's going to be given the keys to the franchise to be the next leader at the point guard. He'll be there. Keyshawn George and Alex Saar. A.J. Johnson, who they traded for, who ended up playing really well last year, plus Trey Johnson, plus Royal Riley, plus Jameer Watkins, and they signed Kadari Richmond out of St. John's. I mean, he was one of the St. John's best players in the NCAA tournament. So this is a Summer League roster. It's all below the age of 23 years old. They're all going to get an opportunity, and I think the best part is Summer League concludes, regular season's coming. The same guys that played in Summer League are the guys that are going to play in the regular season, and that's because of all of the front offices in the NBA, the Washington Wizards GM and president might have the most job security. They can afford to play all the young guys. Brian Keefe, the head coach, has job security. He can afford to yell at the young kids, to bench the young kids, to play more young kids over veterans, because there's no pressure to win games. There's only pressure to develop talent. And who needs to develop most this year? It's Bilal Coulibaly, one. I think it's Alex Saar, number two. And then it's Bob Carrington, number three. And we'll see what kind of rookie year they get from Trey Johnson and Will Riley. But I think you're going to see the beginning of the build. This is not the rebuild process anymore. This is the build, in my mind. Bob Carrington, starting point guard of the future. Trey Johnson, starting shooting guard of the future. Bilal Coulibaly, starting small forward of the future. Alex Saar, starting power forward. And who's going to be the center? Could it be Tristan Vucevic? Could it be another guy that's on the roster we haven't named? Or, as I kind of believe, it's going to be next year's pick, the starting center, moving forward. Because the Wizards will try to win games, but they're going to do an ethical tank. Because if they do not have a top 8 pick, it goes into the New York Knicks. That's worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, you win about 35 games and have the 10 seed. You want to play your young guys, you want them to develop, and you want to lose 58 plus games. So that you get a top 8 pick, you get your center of the future, and the rebuild is over. And at that point, you can fully begin the building process. But this is going to be the first year of the build where I feel like we're going to play guys that are going to be here moving forward. We're done playing guys that are not going to be part of the rebuild when this team gets to the postseason. That's the Jordan Pools of the world, the Kyle Kuzmas of the world that was traded, right? Bradley Beals of the world that was traded. Will Chris Middleton be here? No. Will CJ McCollum be here? No. Will Marcus Smart be here? No. It's all about the young guys, giving them playing time, seeing which of them can develop. Because I think one of those guys can become a superstar. Whether it's Bob Carrington, Alex Saar, or this year's draft pick Trey Johnson, I believe one of those guys can become a star. But to do that, it's all about first you got to become an all-star. There's steps in this league. You got to become a starter. I think Bob has done that, especially with the trade of Jordan Poole. Next, become an all-star, and then take your game to the next level and become a superstar and lead your team to postseason success. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. To conclude this Wizards topic, though, it was my dream come true to see Jameer Watkins holding up that number 30 Wizards jersey. A guy that I got to cover, a guy that I got to watch win it all at VCU, win a championship, going to the nation's capital, to the DMV to play for the Washington Wizards. It reminds me of when I was a kid and I was a diehard Terrapin fan and they drafted Juan Dixon and they brought in Lonnie Baxter and then they signed Steve Blake. It's bringing those vibes back again with the Wiz kids. I love it. Congratulations to Jameer Watkins, Will Riley, and your number 6 overall pick, Trey Johnson. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Not much going on in the sports world unless you're like me and you're a fan of the four majors in tennis. We've got Wimbledon action right now on ESPN and ESPN2. It's the summer of soccer in the States with the Gold Cup, USA wins in PKs, and the FIFA Club World Cup with knockout rounds continuing today in North America. We've got Major League Baseball as well, but we got about 3.5 weeks still until Commanders training camp. In fact, the rookies will report July 18th and July 22nd. Everybody will be in the building. The big question is, will Terry McLaurin be there? I'm not going to get worried until July 11th. After that date, I'll start to get worried, but he did this 3 years ago when he wanted his extension and missed minicamp that was mandatory, but then did arrive on time for the start of training camp, and I just think he's too good of a person to put this season in jeopardy at all with him no-showing for training camp. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. What are the biggest Commanders red flags? That's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, Boston?
The phones are open.
It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Call Stubb and get on the line. You can chime in. What are the Commanders' biggest red flags? Biff is our intern for the summer. You guys, just like myself, want the Commanders to have success. As a station, we want the Commanders to be good. We're proud to be the home of the Commanders here in Richmond. But we want to take like a devil's advocate approach to this segment. What are the Commanders' biggest red flags? 833-804-0910. I'm one of the biggest Commanders fans you'll meet. Football team fans, Redskins fans, the skinny skins make or break my week. I live and die by every snap, every game. And this past season was the best ride of my life, from 4-13 to 12 wins. Two postseason wins, concluding with a trip to the NFC Championship game for the first time in my life. And I've claimed that this is the most important offseason in franchise history. You have to build off of that success. You have to build off the 12 wins. You have to build off of Jaden's rookie year while he's under that rookie contract. In my mind, you have to do everything to get back-to-back postseason appearances, because that's how you eventually break through, is by making it to the dance every year. And we've struggled to get into the postseason back-to-back. You have to be aggressive. I wanted us to be one of the most aggressive teams this offseason to make sure that Jaden Daniels has better talent around him, better weapons, and a cleaner pocket. And I'm here to tell you, I believe that Adam Peters has done all of that. Adam Peters improved the offensive line. Adam Peters brought in a better left tackle. Adam Peters added more weapons like Deebo Samuel and an improved defense. But the one thing that he can't control is it's a more difficult schedule. And Washington will not be the hunters anymore. They will be the hunted. I think Washington can get between 9 wins and 13 wins, but they got to get off to a good start, and they need to stay healthy. Several insiders believe the Commanders are primed to regress, to take a step back. You'll win 12 games. You won a lot of close games. This year you will lose the close games. Jaden Daniels to have a sophomore slump like a C.J. Stroud, and the defense to continue to struggle without a star pass rusher. What are the Commanders' biggest red flags? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Let's take a listen to this discussion on the Junks this morning via the Odyssey app.
I'm going to say their big red flag is the running back room. I have not seen this list. I don't know exactly what they're spotlighting for the Commanders. But if it's something that's a little off board, I think the easy answer is pass rush and or offensive line, which are two big problems that the Commanders tried to remedy during the offseason. I'm going to go running back room, that they're not sold on it.
All right, I'm with you. I went with the obvious, which was pass rush, because they lost Dante Fowler Jr.
Right.
He was the only guy who had double-digit sacks for them. He's gone. They really didn't replace him. They brought in Javon Kinlaw, but he's more of a big guy, run stuffer, who some people project to be an elephant end, whatever that is, in the system. Jason, what do you think the Commanders' red flag is? Not necessarily what is CBS Sports predicting, but what do you think is their biggest red flag? And if you chime in, again, 1-800-636-1067. What's the Commanders' biggest red flag?
Biggest
red
flag.
And then I'll tell you what CBS Sports says.
I'm going to say it's... We talked about this last week. I'm going to say it's age.
If they're just an old roster.
Just an older team.
Yeah.
Jason, you're kind of all over it.
What is the Commanders' biggest red flag? I think it's the veterans. I think it's you're betting on Bobby Wagner being as good, Zach Ertz being as good, Austin Ekeler being as good. Some of the veterans you brought in at cornerback, like Jonathan Jones, weren't even that good last year. You've got an older roster with a very young quarterback, and that's, I think, the biggest red flag in my mind is, like, Zach Ertz, I don't think he can do what he did again. Bobby Wagner, I don't think he can do what he did again. Same with Austin Ekeler. That's probably the biggest red flag for me. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I've got a few other red flags that I've listed. I want to go behind the glass to Biff and Stubb. What is the Commanders' biggest red flag? 833-804-0910. I think it is the amount of veterans. I think it is the age of some of the players on the team.
I'm going to go with run defense.
The edge is not great. We're down Jonathan Allen. It remains to be seen. Johnny
Newton. But are you going to lose games with a bad run defense? Because our run defense was awful last year, and we only lost five times.
To the Eagles, right? That's the biggest thing we got to get over is the Eagles. So if their best thing is the run, then yeah, that's a red flag to me.
Yeah, and it is a red flag that it was a bad problem last year, and they didn't really fix it with anyone that's of name. Dietrich Wise means a name to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, right? Javon Kinlaw means a lot to them. We don't know enough about them to feel like it's not a red flag. How about you, Biff?
Yeah, I mean, this is tough. The first word that came to mind was consistency. I worry about if we can play the best of the best football-wise every single week in, week out, because last year we didn't. And we talked about all those close games, and it became, and people like to use the word luck, which I don't think I would say it's luck. But like we said, we see Jaden Daniels is probably going to have a sophomore year slump. That doesn't mean he's going to play bad. We worry about the age. We worry about the D-line. So I want to see how consistency, maybe even in the coaching staff as well, how we can win. Can we continue to win tight games, close games, and if we can continue to beat the good teams of the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, with consistency, I would point to the difficulty of the schedule, right? I put one of my biggest red flags is the new kicker. We don't know a tremendous amount about Matt Gay. We know that he wasn't on Indianapolis anymore, right? I just think in a team where, last year we had five games at the end of the year that were close. We had to win on the final play. We had about probably eight games overall that were within one score, including the Hail Mary, the win over the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a guy that's only 83% regular season field goal percentage. That's 28th in the league for place kickers. Last year in the final five games, he was, perfect. But how was he throughout the entire season? He could not really hit beyond 50 yards. Well, the guy we had last year couldn't hit beyond 50 yards. Did we really upgrade over Seibert and Gonzalez with Matt Gay? To me, it's a bit of a red flag. The sketchy secondary. And then, like Cake said, I do think one of the biggest red flags has to be you don't have an elite running back. Can you win 10-plus games? Can you win a playoff game? Can you win your division without an elite running back? We're all kind of hoping and maybe assuming that an improved offensive line will mean improved Brian Robinson, an improved Eckler, an improved rushing attack with Jaden Daniels and Deebo Samuel. But is that going to be the case when the regular season gets here and the difficult schedule with more difficult defenses comes in and we're not able to run the ball? And we're relying on Jaden Daniels throwing the ball 30-plus times every game, and that could in hand lead to a sophomore slump. If Washington's not able to establish the run, Jaden will slump because there will be too much pressure for him to throw the ball downfield accurately and on a consistent basis. The way to avoid the sophomore slump is Brian Robinson being a 1,000-yard back. Do we have an elite running back? A lot of people would say no. I believe in Brian Robinson. His stats aren't elite right now. So you have to kind of hope that an improved offensive line is enough to make our no elite running back be at least a competent enough running back to win games. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. What are the biggest red flags for the Washington Commanders? Sports Illustrated posted their biggest red flag for the Washington Commanders. It's kind of interesting. It's not Terry McLaurin won't play. It's not Terry McLaurin contracts will get ugly. It's that they don't believe he will replicate what he did last season. The 29-year-old who scored 13 touchdowns and had 1,000 yards. And I kind of understand where they're coming from, because I said that as well. As great as Jaden Daniels' rookie season was with Terry McLaurin, was that the best of them throwing to each other? Because Terry might get less targets with Deebo Samuel. He might get less targets if Luke McCaffrey pops, or if Jalen Lane pops, or if what we're talking about comes true, which is the rushing attack improves, so you get less pass attempts from Jaden Daniels, and in return, less yards from Terry McLaurin. They say the biggest red flag is that Terry McLaurin can't replicate what he did last year. And I kind of think they're right. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals, who had a good win. Took 11 innings, but they got a dub on Sunday. Day off today before they face off against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow. So took 2 of 3 against the Angels to bring their record to 35-49 on the season. 3 games back of Miami, as I would like Washington to get out of the cellar of the NL East. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little Nats talk from Locked On Nationals, the podcast, it's our buddy Ryan Clary. What's up, Clary?
Adam, how are you, my friend? It is a hot day here in D.C. I can only imagine what it's like in Richmond right now. My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other day it felt like 112 degrees outside. It was a stay inside at all costs situation, and watch some baseball, watch some tennis, or the summer of soccer, because that's all that's going on in the sports world. Oh, yeah. So at 35-49, Ryan, what is the grade you'd give the Washington Nationals if you said maybe this is the halfway part of the season?
You know, I'd probably give them a D-plus at this point in time. If you look individually, you can talk about Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams and a couple other guys in there. But overall, as a team, Adam, like, they are looking even worse than what they were this past season. Like, they might regress as far as their record goes. So, honestly, just from a team perspective, this is not a good baseball team. They have individually very good talent, like we mentioned. James Wood is going to be an all-star. Mackenzie Gore, who should be an all-star. C.J. Abrams will be in that conversation also. But overall, this team simply cannot string together wins. And really, this past month of June, this was one of the worst months of baseball that I have seen this team play, really probably since maybe 2022. But even then, we could talk about the 2010s. It was an awful month to be a Washington National. So right now, I'd give them a D+. And I really look ahead to the second half, and hopefully they do a lot more.
I can't argue with the D+. It's awful, and it pisses me off to even be behind Miami in the standings. You're so right that there are individual efforts that have been worth talking about. Mackenzie Gore, absolutely worth talking about. C.J. Abrams, finally, right? He's showing consistency at the plate, and what James Wood did this season, spectacular. And I know I want to talk to you about getting walked 4 times for the first time since Barry Bonds in the majors. But, you know, we talked about this last week. The Nats are struggling. Who is to blame? Who should get the most of the blame pie? The learners, Mike Rizzo, manager Davey Martinez. What you say, Clary?
So right now I give ownership 60% of that pie. I would say the learner ownership group right now, like, obviously they are not all in. They might have 1 foot in the door, but that other foot, it is way out that door at this point. I think it's pretty obvious. Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post, he even wrote a story today about how the Nationals are one of the only teams to not have some VR technology, and it costs, like, I know I only say $500,000, but for a billionaire, that's nothing for them. And they're one of the only teams in baseball that do not have that tool. So I think that's just one thing that just kind of goes with this ownership. And on top of the fact that they simply do not spend, they operate as if it's a small market team right now. But then on the other side of the coin, I give Mike Rizzo a good chunk of this blame also. I think Mike Rizzo deserves roughly around 20 to 25% of the blame right now. Listen, I love Mike Rizzo. He's a legend. But he has to start hitting on this first-round picks, and you have to start developing talent in this system. You can also put a little bit of the blame on the ownership with that. Maybe they don't utilize all the tools out there. Maybe they don't spend to get all the right technology in the building to help those guys do their job professionally. But from what I know right now, Mike Rizzo, you got to develop talent. You've done it before. Let's start doing it again. And then also that 15% is Davey Martinez. I think Davey Martinez, listen, like, he's not the best manager in the world. We all know that. He's a legend for 2019, but also you look at it right now, and he's having in-game decisions that are costing this team a lot of wins by sticking with guys like Kiber Ruiz before he was hurt, and guys like Luis Garcia Jr. and kind of fiddling around with this lineup in ways that I simply would not do that with these young players. I just think right now it's a mess, and it starts at the top with the ownership, and then it works its way down to manager David Martinez also.
See, I'm with you on ownership, I'm with you on Martinez, and I'm not with you on Mike Rizzo. He's a legend. He's a legend for the World Series. He's a legend for what he's done to build out this Washington Nationals team that was nothing when they got here, and they were nothing until Mike Rizzo started working his magic behind the scenes, bringing in a lot of talent. So I'm with you on ownership, but to me, I don't know why you're only giving crumbles of the blame pie to Davey Martinez. What has Davey Martinez done that he's supposed to do right? He is supposed to develop the young talent. You have Mackenzie Gore. You have James Wood. You have C.J. Abrams. To me, this is a managerial issue. To me, this is if you had Joe Maddon, if you had one of those top managers, you'd have 45 wins by now, not 35 and 49. You mentioned the issues in the lineup. I've seen base running issues. They always get in out, it feels like, on the base path. And issues with relief pitching and when he goes to the relief pitching and how long he stays with them. To me, like, Davey Martinez should get the biggest part of the blame pie here, Ryan.
No, I see. I don't agree with that. I actually do not agree with that. I think Davey Martinez, listen, Davey Martinez, like, there should be a new manager next season. Do not get me wrong, but you're putting me in a spot where I like kind of have to defend him for a little bit here. Player development is on Mike Rizzo. That is under his umbrella. And yes, while you want to see managers and have them do better as far as player development wise, and yes, they do have a little bit of a part in that development there, but it's really on Mike Rizzo. And if you look at his draft history, Mike Rizzo has not hit first round picks at a high rate. In just a few weeks, they have the number one overall pick, and of course, this is the one year in a quite some time that you're like, we don't know who's going to go number one overall. There really is no clear-cut number one talent. This is probably one of the worst years to have that number one overall pick. But really, look at this farm system. Like, yeah, you've got Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams, but if you take away that Juan Soto trade, where are all the prospects that we have developed? Luis Garcia Jr. is a nice story, but even then, he's pretty inconsistent. You look at guys like Kiber Ruiz, another trade that Mike Rizzo facilitated. He's been a bust. You gave him an extension. You believed in him. And I think a lot of the things with Mike Rizzo right now, yeah, it might have to do with a little bit of ownership also. But at the end of the day, the Oakland A's, they draft and they develop. The Tampa Bay Rays, terrible owners. They draft and they develop. At some point, Mike Rizzo is going to have to catch some shrapnel. Not many people are going to do it, but I've been the one to say, like, listen, Rizzo, I love him. He's a legend. Put a statue outside Nationals Park, parade around him. He's awesome. But I think it's willing to ask this question, in my opinion. The game might have passed Mike Rizzo. I don't think it's that crazy. I don't.
I mean, I think that's totally insane. Check out more information, Locked on Nationals, the podcast, for that insanity right there. I mean, we wouldn't have had a World Series without Mike Rizzo. I think you're giving him too much heat here, too much flack when it comes down to he is handcuffed by the money ownership will spend. If he was the general manager of the Yankees, of the Mets, I think we'd be talking about how fantastic of a job he's done. Ownership is screwing him here.
And you're right. And Adam, let me stop you there because you brought up a great point. Mike Rizzo, yes, you're 100% right. If you give him the money to spend, that is what Mike Rizzo does. But if you look over the years as far as drafting and developing, they had Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon. Two of those guys were generational prospects where you and I could make that selection to take Harper and Strasburg. That was easy, no problem, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mike Rizzo is great with savvy trades. We have seen that with getting Trey Turner back in the day and also getting rid of Juan Soto and getting Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams and a couple other pieces in there. But Mike Rizzo is not a small market GM, and the way that the Lerners are operating is a small market. If you were to be in Philadelphia where you can spend that money, if you were to be in New York where you can spend that money, then yes, Mike Rizzo would be at the top of his game. But right now, it's where this ownership is. You need someone that can draft and that can develop. That's not Mike Rizzo's strong suit at this point. It's just
all
not.
Right, but hot take or not, who's going to be here next year, Mike Rizzo or Davey Martinez?
I think it would be Mike Rizzo. I mean, I think Davey Martinez right now, like, honestly, I would not be totally surprised if he was still here next season. I do believe that the Nationals at this point will kind of move on from him unless something crazy happens in the second half where they can finally make a push and get around 500 where we all thought they would be this season. But I do think Mike Rizzo will be here. And as far as Davey Martinez go, I think he'll probably be gone. And if you were to tell me to pick one or the other, obviously I'm going to pick Mike Rizzo. But, yeah, Davey's gone, and I think Rizzo does stay.
You got 6 home games in the next 7 days. Give us your preview of this homestand against Detroit and then Boston.
Listen, Detroit is probably the best team in all of baseball at this point. And if you're the Nationals out there, follow what they have done, because they were awful for nearly a decade, and they are loaded with talent, even down in the farm system. So that's a team that you're going to want to watch out for. But I do think this is going to be a really tough homestand for the Nats. You are missing Tariq Skubal, who might be the best pitcher, most dominant pitcher in all of baseball at this point. So going up against the Tigers, that's going to be tough. Like, honestly, you just hope and pray that you can take one game from them, because you have an off day today. The Tigers also have an off day today. Maybe the pitching can get right, and the Nationals can have their offense get hot at home. Maybe that'll just do, and we could just kind of hope and pray for that. And as far as the Red Sox go, they're kind of a deadbeat team right now. They are really sluggish right now. Their offense is getting rid of Rafael Devers. They've kind of fallen off a little bit. You do have one of the top arms in the AL with Garrett Crochet, the guy that they just traded for this past offseason. He's a monster. I think he is lined up to go against the Nationals possibly on July 4th for that 11 a.m. game. But this is going to be a big series for the Nats, because, again, like, the trade deadline is coming up quick. And if you're looking the way that you are right now, you're going to start considering trading off some of these veteran pieces like a Kyle Finnegan, like a Nathaniel Lowe. So these guys, they're going to have to step it up and play really good baseball and hopefully win 4 of these 6 games at home.
Yeah, I think Finnegan's gone. I think he's gone.
Too.
Yeah. Lastly, before we let you go, James Wood walked 4 times for the first time in a baseball game since Barry Bonds. Feels like he should be an all-star. It should be a starter. He's been incredible. You know, him and Mackenzie Gore are really the 2 guys that are worth talking about on the Nats team right now. But your thoughts on James Wood, man?
James Wood is, I'll even throw C. James in that conversation for you there. But James Wood, man, I mean, this is one of the best hitters that the Nationals will see. And we've seen a ton of great hitters come out through this system here. You think of Bryce Harper winning the MVP. You think of Juan Soto and all the things that he did for the Nationals. You think of Anthony Rendon and James Wood. He is certainly in that conversation. And heck, he might even be one of the better hitters than those 3 guys in that. I mean, he is that good at this point. And the way that it has clicked so fast for him, like, we talk about Juan Soto and what he did early on in his career. I think what James Wood is doing is as impressive as what Juan Soto is doing, because if you look at it, Juan Soto had protection in this lineup. James Wood, he's getting protected by Keibert Ruiz. I could hit better than Keibert Ruiz at this point, if we're just being honest. Like, listen, James Wood is a star, man. He has no protection. As we saw yesterday, the Angels said, that guy, that 6'7" monster in the batter's box, he's not going to beat us. We're going to put him on base 4 times. We haven't seen that since 2004. With Barry Bonds. So this guy's a special talent. I'm not going to take him for granted. Anytime we can go out to watch James Wood, I will be there, and I hope a lot of Nationals fans will also.
That's Ryan Clary from Locked On Nationals, the podcast. Thanks a lot, bud.
Of course, Adam. I'll see you soon.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we are taking the show on the road for the 2025 ACC kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina, for July 21st to July 25th, a full week of ACC coverage. And you guys know we bring Frank Maloney from Who's Talking to cover all things UVA. But I'm happy to announce this year we're bringing Hokie Steve Adams, to cover Virginia Tech about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we're going to sit down with Bill Belichick.
We are.
I'm desperate to get Ron Rivera on the show so I can tell him to his face how much he set my franchise back for years. We'll have UVA coach, Virginia Tech football coach, maybe even a Dabo Sweeney. It's going to be a ton of fun just 3 weeks away.
Yeah, all those guys would be good to have on. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to catching up with Frank as well. Good buddies with him, but you know, there's a lot of interesting games, really, that kick off the first week of the season. Obviously, the Hokies are down in Atlanta to take on South Carolina and Shane Beamer. You know, the Gamecocks are about a 9.5-point favorite. So, you know, if you had to nail me down right now, I would say the Gamecocks would probably cover that. But here's some other really interesting games week one. And there's a bunch of ACC – just like that, there's a bunch of ACC-SEC games. You've got LSU at Clemson. Huge game. You've got that's the number two quarterback in the country, Cade Klubnik, against the number two quarterback in the country, Garrett Nussmeier, against the number three quarterback, Cade Klubnik. So you've got, besides Manning,
and both those teams want to be in the college football playoffs.
Absolutely. You've got Dabo versus Brian Kelly, the Tigers, Death Valley versus Death Valley. The Clemson Tigers are a 3-point early favorite on that one. I'm a huge homer guy, meaning if you play at home in college football, I would say that -3 is probably like a -6.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the Clemson Tigers in that game.
I would even say more, because like in the NFL, it's given home field is 3 points. In college, it might be 6.
In college, I whatever it is, I'm doubling it. If it's 3, it's 6. If it's 6, it's 12. Because in college football, it's such a big deal to play, especially early in the season when you're playing at home, you're undefeated. The other team, I mean, you're talking a top 10 game right there. LSU will be a super, really good team in the SEC this year. I love that game. That game is Saturday night down in Death Valley, Clemson, South Carolina, Death Valley. But how about this one? Alabama opens up the season at Florida State. Obviously, the Noles had a horrendous year last year. They were 2-10. FSU is, I'm sorry, they're not a 2-10 team. They're going to be much better. And Alabama's breaking in not only a new quarterback, probably Ty Simpson, a new offensive coordinator in Ryan Grubb, and they've got to go to Tallahassee and play at Florida State. So they're a 13-point favorite in that game. I think Alabama may win the game. I like FSU to cover big time in that.
Let me ask you this: do you think that our audience, the majority of our audience, remembers 2025 national champions for football?
I would say yes.
I think a lot of people forgot that Notre Dame went on that run. And I think my question is, you know, does the ACC need to get a team to the semifinals this year? Can they win a game this year, right? I mean, they had Clemson in.
And
a lot of people didn't want SMU in.
Right.
They were in, and they both lost
in
the first round. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the ACC to not just get a team in the college football playoffs, but have that team make some noise this year.
Well, and that's Clemson to me. I mean, obviously they are loaded. They've got a lot of guys back. They've got Klubnik back. And the schedule sets up favorably for them. But that's why I'm saying to get a team in the college football playoff or to get multiple teams in the college football playoff, you've got to win. To me, you've got to win some of these games early. And these are the games that I'm talking about. Yeah, you got to do well in your conference, and you got to obviously get to the championship or ACC championship game. But, I mean, you've got LSU Clemson, you've got Alabama FSU, you've got, and this is kind of a freaky one too, Syracuse plays Tennessee, also Atlanta, the day before the Hokies play USC.
Let's focus in on Florida State,
yeah,
Alabama for a second.
Yep.
Alabama's going to be picked to get to the college football playoffs. Florida State will not.
No doubt.
After the way they ended last season, 2-10. But you believe they're much better than that this year.
I just, knowing the talent that you know, that Mike Norvell gets down there. Last year was just a one-off, fluky type of year. I'm convinced that, to me, the Florida States that I grew up with, the Florida States under Bobby Bowden, certainly under Jimbo Fisher, and even under Mike Norvell, that's an 8, 9, 10 wins team usually. So what happened last year, that was just a one-off. They will be much better this year. Are they good enough right out of the box to beat Alabama? I don't know. We'll see. I think they will cover that 13 for sure. And Thomas Castellanos, who we talked about last week, the BC transfer, he in the last 2 years, just him alone, he's done 33 touchdown passes for BC. He rushed for over 1,000 yards 2 years ago, and he's a pretty good quarterback. And so he went down to FSU last year and beat them when he was with BC. So the fact that Alabama's breaking in a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator, you know, look out, Ty, maybe.
Last year in the ACC, Cam Ward led Miami to a strong record, and he went number one overall. Clemson finished 10-4 and into the college football playoffs with an ACC title win. Only one team was undefeated in conference play. That was SMU.
That was SMU.
And Rhett Lashley's squad. They've got an interesting first few weeks. Second week of the season, Baylor.
Yep.
After that, 2 weeks later, TCU. And then they get into their ACC schedule here. What are your thoughts for year two in the ACC for SMU?
Quite honestly, I was surprised he did as well as they did last year. I thought they were going to be pretty good because they scored a ton of points. I mean, they were scoring a ton of points in the AAC, and they've continued to do that in the ACC overall. But I'm a huge Rhett Lashley guy. As I said last year, obviously ACC Coach of the Year, did a great job. They'll be as good. They'll be good this year. But guess what? They stuck up on some people last year. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
I think this year SMU will be more of the hunted than the huntie.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. So when we get to ACC kickoff, Belichick's number one.
Yep.
Number two, I think it is Clemson national championship level good, because Dabo's going to be under some pressure once again this year. I think number three, third biggest topic, is Rhett Lashley's SMU team, the Mustangs, going maybe back to the college football playoffs. Can they take a step forward in the ACC, or are they going to take a step back? And then I think number four, we mentioned, it's Mike Norvell in Florida State.
Well, I also got to throw in Carson Beck
at Miami.
And listen, Miami was headed for the college football playoff until the train wreck at the end of the season. So what Mario Cristobal has done with the Canes in a short period of time, and then you throw in Carson Beck, who, you know, again,
I don't even think he's that good.
Well,
He
was on a great team. I think he's going to be on a pretty good team this year too. We'll find out. But I think you got to throw the Miami Hurricanes and Mario Cristobal into that top two, top three, talking points.
I got to ask you this: did Hokie Steve follow Carson Beck cheating on his girlfriend over the summer?
No,
you didn't have any.
Wait a minute. What's the story about his girlfriend's car getting stole? What was the story with that?
I don't know about that, but he was dating one of the Cavender twins.
That I do know. That
so
I
you,
do.
Okay, so you are. That, aware
I,
of that.
I do know.
But
that.
He like moved to Miami to become the Miami quarterback, and
right.
He got the NIL.
Right.
And then like cheated on her with some Latino girl like 2 weeks later.
So
and it became a TikTok story.
All right. I'm not as familiar with that, but I do know. I do know who the Cavender twins are. They actually transferred to Miami to play back. And then they went to Oregon. And then they came back. Or
then
whatever.
They like went to TCU.
Or whatever, yeah, TCU. I'm sorry. They went to TCU.
They're getting a big bag of money.
But yeah, I think you got to. All right. Enough of that. But I think you definitely got to throw the Cristobal Canes into the equation, and they open up at home in South Florida against Notre Dame week one, Sunday night, right after the Hokies play South Carolina. The Irish are a 3-point favorite right now. I love the Canes in that game right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. One ACC team I'll throw at you I'm very excited for. That's Louisville.
They're good. They're going to be good. They're going to be good, and they got the quarterback to transfer from SC. Was it Miller Moss or Miller Moss? Yeah. The transfer from USC.
And their coach is the quarterback whisperer.
Jeff Brohm did things at Purdue that probably will never happen again. So he's good. Louisville's going to be good. The conferences can be very good. A question is, who is the one or two teams that are going to step up and get into the college playoff? Like you said, not only get into the college playoff, but then make some noise when they get there.
Steve, always appreciate you stopping by.
Anytime.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.